6 a.m. We don't have any public comments. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 447212 through 447268. No warrants or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for October 30th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for October 30th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Patrol car discussion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a patrol car that we're at the point of the motor is bad in it, and it's one of the Dodge Chargers, 2013 Dodge Charger. It's got 117,000 miles on it. And it's the typical problem that we have with all these cars, the cam goes bad in them. And in order to replace that and have it rebuilt, it runs between $4,000 and $5,000. This particular car, still on the original transmission. And, this car is scheduled, one of them that I've scheduled for the budget to be replaced this next year. My thing with putting $4,000 to $5,000 in it, then replacing it in the spring, it would be, we wouldn't even recover the repair cost out of it that way. And financially, with the transmission still being original, we'd be looking at another $3,500 if we end up having to replace it. Financially, it looks to me like it'd be better to replace the car ahead of schedule at this time, and then sell it as is, than it would be to do the repairs on it and then sell it and not even recoup the cost of the repairs. The a new car on the estate bid would be $23,438 plus whatever the warranty would cost us. I don't know if they still have any of the 17s at Landmark Dodge is the one that has a state bid. They've not contacted me back to let me know on that. Of course, our budget on vehicle purchases is already spent for the year.
How many are you going to buy next year?
I've got budgeted for 7.
If we would have stuck with the plan that we came up with a couple years ago and traded out at 50,000 miles.
Or even at 100, whenever the warranties come
out. Well, I thought we were going to try and do it before the warranties so you get the money out of it.
Yeah.
So we probably need to get back on track for something like that.
Yeah.
Does all the stuff that's in that one, will it fit in the new, same body style?
Right,
or?
Right. Well, yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
If there's any cages or anything like that that needs to be replaced, I've got another fund that can replace that from the inmates' funds.
So this can't wait until... You don't want to wait until January 1?
The car won't last, no.
What do you guys want to do?
You say about $24,000, you think, on the state budget?
On the state bid, yeah. We took this to Dodge about 2 months ago with this problem, and they said just go ahead and drive it, see if it'll last. So we've been trying to get it to last, and it's now become much worse.
Do you not have the money in, like, one of your special funds?
No.
The one fund you've got 100 and some thousand in, is that all spoken with that?
That is restricted.
You can't use it for, legally you can't use that for a vehicle purchase.
I can use that for that fund for a vehicle purchase if it is for a vehicle for transporting prisoners only. And that's what I've been buying the transport fund or vehicles and stuff out of.
That's what we have now, don't we? The van, the prisoner transport vehicle
that we have. I bought our two extradition vehicles, the prisoner van out of that, and it also was paying for like the, a lot of the prisoner boarding supplies and stuff like that.
But as far as the patrol car, it can't come out of that fund. No.
Isn't there another fund that you've got that out of that's not spoken for? Don't you have another special fund?
I have another special fund that a lot of our budgeting for the office and everything comes out of. Yeah.
And
most of that is already obligated on different things.
For the next 2 months, November and December, you'll get that other $90,000.
To continue paying stuff, there's not, there wouldn't be enough to continue within there with the vehicle.
Was this one of the seven vehicles for next year you're wanting to purchase?
Yes.
So next year it'd only be six?
Yeah.
How's your overall budget look?
We're about 2% under on both the jail and the...
So if you bought the $24,000 vehicle, would we stay under budget? Pretty close?
Be real close.
Because of some personnel changes.
If we took it out of another line item or something. Or
right, but your overall budget won't go over.
Huh?
Your overall budget shouldn't go over?
I don't think so, no. So we could go ahead and do that.
Well, then I'm just, my point there is you don't even have to ask us.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
I know, I'm just saying.
It would be close.
I don't have a problem with it. But
that would be my thought, is taking it out, considering knowing what we're looking at on the budget for next year. I think that would be the best for the county to take it out this.
Just go ahead and go line item over and see how it comes out.
See how it comes out with your overall budget, and then we can still look at it. Because GCR won't go over because of our contingencies. So.
Okay.
But as long as you know, because I think with some, like I said, some of the personnel changes that we've had within the jail and with moving and different things, we should be able to.
Right. Like I said, it'd be real close on.
Well, we've had an increase in some of those too.
Overall, have we had an increase in personnel?
No.
In your budget?
Salary.
Personnel salary.
The only salary that we've had increased in was if they changed positions or something like that with positions that were already there.
But the budget still looks good in regard to that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I don't remember.
It was already, that was, any increases would have been like to a sergeant's position to replace a sergeant that was there, so that was already budeted.
Because I think, what do we budget for personnel? Is there about $1.2 million for personnel, or is that right? Salary?
In which one?
The patrols, not the jail, but the... I haven't looked at it since last year as far as what your numbers were, but...
It'd be more than that.
Was it more than
almost,
that?
I think almost 2 million. I'd have to look at the numbers to see exactly.
Maybe the jail was the 1.1. I just remember we had enough in there to take care of the employees.
So if you're going to take it out of your budget, there's no need to vote on it. It'll come to us when it comes to your accounts payable.
Right. We can go ahead and do that and then see. That way you'll know about it whenever.
If it comes through, if we're over by a few $1,000, then we'll know why.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Marriage and dissolution fee for domestic violence shelter fund.
We do this each year where we collect the fees, you know, during the year. Then we award it to a center after they qualify for it. So, and this time we've had only one application submitted. It is the Crisis Center, also known as the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County. I'll need you to vote on this ahead of time, and so I can send them a letter by November 15th, letting them know approximately how much revenue they'll receive. And at this time, it's approximately $7,000.
$7,000.
Move to award the marriage and dissolution fee to the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. personal property add-on report.
Good morning. This here's the personal property add-ons for the month of October. Comes before y'all every month, once a month, for the last month. And it's just a report of all the add-ons throughout the county for personal property. Normally the commission moves to accept it and for it to be added into the commission minutes.
I move to accept the personal property add-ons for the assessor's office for the month of October 2017 to be entered into the record.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
This morning I've got several different types of court orders here, abatements. The first set of abatements I'm going to give you is personal property paid abatements. Used to be known as refunds. I've got a total of three of those. It's abatement numbers 300204 through 300206.
Program automatically, like the policy is, if it's a 10 years old, it's a 200 value. If it's 15 years old, it's a 100 value. Does the program not automatically lower those down by the date?
Unless there's an override.
Unless there's an override.
So we don't have a VIN number. That's the most common reason. If we don't have a VIN number, there will be a value there, and it's overridden. It won't automatically. As long as there's a VIN number there, this one didn't have that in there.
It's been overridden.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't.
Yeah, so it didn't appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Do you want to call them Exhibit A?
Oh, that's fine. I'm just kind of curious as to what that car's really worth.
Oh, okay.
About $75,000
to $100,000. Yeah, it's $186,000 new, roughly $250,000 new.
Yeah.
But hey, we'll make it $200. That's fine. It's his ace. It's a Bentley Continental GT. Which is the vehicle that's in question on the last one.
Bentley, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have too many of those.
Did you want to make the motion, Ms. White, or did you want me to?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve and call Exhibit A. The abatement for refund on personal property.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My next set of abatements are erroneous assessments. They are real estate. And the abatement numbers are 203568 through 203573, then 575, 578, and 579.